I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto, and this is Cinema Classics.
Hooray!
Now, John, we're always, you know, butting heads a lot of times over certain things, but I don't think we butt heads on Only God Forgives, the new Ryan Gosling movie, despite that it seems everybody else is butting heads over it.
Where are they? Who are these people?
I don't know. We both loved Drive. Nicholas Winding Refn directed that movie, and he sort of came into his own working with Ryan Gosling, and there was all kind of excitement built around their next collaboration, Only God Forgives. It looked like we were going to get Ryan Gosling in uber cool mode again.
We get very little dialogue out of Ryan Gosling, so that you have to focus on his body language, his ability to create meaning with his face.
Right. I think he has 6 lines in the whole picture.
Probably.
Let's give a little plot synopsis. Basically, he's a Thai boxing club owner. His business partner, brother, commits this heinous crime. The brother is murdered. Gosling's mother, played brilliantly by Kristen Scott Thomas, demands that the younger brother avenge his brother's death.
It's a revenge movie. Gosling's character also is a drug dealer.
Right.
So that nobody's good. It's a very dark movie. It bleeds red all over the place.
It does.
And black.
There's a lot of deliberate tableau with just characters standing still, posing in these perfect, brooding little situations.
People are going to try to pigeonhole Ryan Gosling into the early Brando James Dean role.
He has a dynamic presence. He is eminently watchable. You can't take your eyes off of the guy. He has that quality that's so rare. I don't want to see him squander that.
Well, you know that he has threatened to drop out of acting because he has said, and I quote him now, "I have lost perspective on what I am doing."
Well, listen, Daniel Day-Lewis cobbled shoes for a while.
Yeah, but he always drops out.
He came back.
We know he's coming back.
There's no place for Ryan Gosling to go. Why has half of the audience so resolutely rejected that movie?
It's a tough question. I think subconsciously they are comparing this with, say, Kill Bill, and where there is in Tarantino a undercurrent of humor.
I think this is a darkly comic movie.
Yes,
I don't think Refn is playing this straight. I think that's the mistake people are making.
Yes.
People are thinking that it's really boring, but that it's not funny. And I think it is deliberately funny.
Well, the number one killer in this movie, the coolest guy, after he murders, goes into a gay club and sings karaoke.
Right. Now, that's what we should talk about real quick, because you hit upon what I think is really at the heart of why audiences are rejecting this movie, and it's because it sets you up to think, like Drive did, that Ryan Gosling is the hero of this movie, the action hero. It is this Thai policeman who roams the city exacting some kind of violent justice on bad guys. He is the hero. Refn is playing with American audiences' reception to having someone other than a really beautiful...
And why people can't see this when you look at how stylized this whole film is, how it's almost slow motion in many spots, and how you can't see that Refn is, in fact, having fun with it, but at a very deep, subtle level.
The movie it most reminded me of was David Lynch's Blue Velvet.
Well, yeah.
Lynchian noir. The weirdness was turned up in that movie. Blue Velvet still works as a noir.
Very satirical, but it's not easy for people to adjust to that. Well, what I like about Gosling is he's obviously an actor of depth. And let me give you an example.
Sure.
After Blue Valentine, which was one of his great roles.
Yeah.
I mean, I can list all the great roles this guy has had, and he's in his 30s.
Yeah.
And he's done so well. But after that, he was so disconsolate that he went to his doctor. His doctor wrote a prescription for him, and the prescription says, do a comedy. So he knew exactly.
Which I think he did, right? Which was Crazy Stupid Love.
Oh,
which was a really enjoyable movie.
I loved his role in that.
He was brilliant in it.
His career started only 7 years ago. Half Nelson.
He's capable of creating these quiet, introspective characters in a way that many guys his age just can't do. And he can do it without a lot of pretentious tics and techniques.
Yes. So what we're really doing is predicting a great career.
But if he's not careful, we could lose him down the rabbit hole of avoiding his greatness.
Well, and he's a guy whom I'll always admire because his favorite movie is East of Eden.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by Johnny DiLoretto and John DeSando. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.